NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now with the news, Jeffrey Pond.
President-elect Nixon today filled out the top echelon of his State Department by appointing its second and third-ranking men. Details from Herbert Kaplow, NBC News in New York.
President-elect Nixon announced his second-tier State Department team this morning. Serving under Secretary of State William Rogers will be Undersecretary Elliot Richardson, presently Attorney General of Massachusetts. U. Alexis Johnson, currently the ambassador to Japan, to be Undersecretary for Political Affairs, and Richard Peterson to be Consular of the State Department. Peterson currently is on the U.S. delegation to the U.N. As Rogers and the new men stood by, the president-elect described his choices to newsmen.
I have had an opportunity to work with each of them in various capacities over the years and have the highest respect for their professional capability, for their dedication. And I believe at this time, they are the men who best fit the positions in which they will serve.
The president-elect also said Ambassador Johnson will go to Saigon shortly to ask Ellsworth Bunker to remain for a time as ambassador to South Vietnam. Herbert Kaplow, NBC News, at Nixon headquarters in New York.
More than 70 Northern Irishmen have been injured in fighting between Protestants and Catholics since Thursday. The latest battle took place today just outside of the city of Londonderry when Catholic civil rights marchers approached the city after a four-day walk from Belfast. Hundreds of riot police failed to separate the marchers and the Protestant militants who were waiting for them. Several thousand people began a running brawl that swirled through the streets. At least 15 were injured in the first few minutes. The Catholics were demonstrating against alleged discrimination by the Protestant majority in housing, jobs, and voting. More news after this from Ford.
This is Don Patrick, and we're in the new $8.5 million Convocation Center at Notre Dame University. With me is the head coach of Notre Dame, Eric Parsegian. What's ahead for college football in 1969?
Well, Ben, I think what the Rules Committee does late this month will determine a lot in what happens in college football in 1969.
Eric, you are the going thing when it comes to college football future style. It's no wonder you drive the going thing in automobiles for 1969.
Yeah, I have two fine Fords in my garage, one of them the Galaxy 500. This is a fine road car. You know, I'm on the road quite a bit, recruiting, speaking, and so forth, and I take that car on the road, and it gives me great service. It's a quiet operating car. It handles well on the road. It sits well. Really, I've been very much impressed with the Ford products, and it's been my pleasure to drive these automobiles.
Right now, the going thing at your Ford dealers is a pop option sale, featuring Ford's most popular cars with the most popular option packages at special low prices.
You can get it any way you want. You've got these package options that I think that you can go in. If you want a car with a certain accessory on it, you can have it. Vinyl interior and white wall or wheel covers. You can get that package if you want. You can save a lot of money by doing so. If you happen to want air conditioning, if you happen to want tinted glass or a high-powered engine of some sort, with a little more horsepower on it, you can get that package. And you can save money by getting these various option opportunities.
Well, take it from Eric Parsegian. Going Ford is the going thing.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
Reports from Vietnam indicate only scattered light ground fighting in the general region around Saigon. South Vietnamese Vice President Ky conferred today with U.S. Ambassador Bunker. A U.S. spokesman said the meeting had no particular significance, but it came at a time of increasing speculation that the impasse blocking the Paris peace talks may be about to be broken. Czechoslovakia's communist leaders today underscored their fears of a new Russian intervention. They told the people and the press to cut out ultimatums and other pressure tactics aimed at restoring the democratic reforms that were killed by the Soviet invasion last August. Workers and students have been agitating for the election of National Assembly President Josef Smirkovsky, a reformer, as president of the forthcoming new federal parliament. The Czech Party High Command described the campaign as dangerous. The Civil Aeronautics Board today gave seven airlines permission to fly between the mainland and Hawaii beginning March 5th. This is the domestic portion of the recently approved expansion of air routes across the Pacific. The seven lines authorized to begin or expand mainland Hawaii service are American, Braniff, Continental, Northwest, TWA, United, and Western. American Airlines' permission is academic at this point because President Johnson has vetoed an international route for American. Both sides in the Nigerian Civil War today indicated there can be a daylight airlift of food and other supplies to rebellious Biafra. This would allow a substantial increase in emergency aid. Once again, the hour's top story. President-elect Nixon today named Elliot Richardson as Undersecretary of State and Hugh Alexis Johnson as Undersecretary for Political Affairs. He has decided to retain Ellsworth Bunker as ambassador in Saigon for the time being. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. Among the going themes for 69 on Monitor, the going music of Young Hold Unlimited, Soulful Strut. People in the near future will be skiers who can take advantage of a new development, ski boots made to order out of a moldable epoxy plastic material. That's a Monitor forecast, and throughout this weekend, we'll look ahead at the Going Thing 69 presented by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Your host, Gene Rayburn, let's hit the road. Thank you. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, a pleasant way to travel. For the really going type of transportation, get this. If you're anything like me, you're starting this new year of 1969 looking for the best value you can get for your dollar. Well, that being the case, again, if you're anything like me, you'll drop over to your Ford dealers because his pop option sale is going on right now. He's offering special low prices on specially equipped Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons. Now, what's a pop option? I'm very glad you asked. It's a popular option you'd probably order on your new Ford at the regular price. But on these pop option specials, it's already there at big savings. For instance, here's a rundown of the extras on the Fairlane hardtop. Plush deep pile wall-to-wall carpeting, white sidewall tires, deluxe wheel covers, dual racing mirrors, a sporty tape stripe. And if you wish, you can even get a vinyl roof. The other pop option cars are also specially equipped and specially priced to give you the value buy of the year. So don't wait. See your Ford dealer right now. That's the place you've got to go to see what's going on. There was much talk during the election campaigns of 1968 about a mandate from the people. How will this affect the actions of Congress in 1969? A monitor forecast now from Chet Huntley, NBC News.
Perhaps the members of the Congress did get the message after all. The first acts of the 91st Congress were clearly rooted in a spirit of rebellion and in an awareness that the public, the voters, are not happy with the old rules, the old traditions, the old customs, and the old politics which have prevailed in House and Senate for so long. In the House, to be sure, Speaker McCormick rather handily survived a challenge to his leadership of that body and leadership of the Democratic Party in the House. However, he had to make some concessions. He had to pledge that he will call monthly caucuses of the House Democrats, and the caucuses will be open and free for all. It was also conceded that the caucus will have some control over committee assignments. Finally, it was strongly implied that the role of Speaker will be Mr. McCormick's for no longer than the 91st Congress. In the Senate, both parties rebelled. In a surprise decision, the moderates chose Senator Hugh Scott of Pennsylvania as party whip, thrusting aside Senator Huska of Nebraska. The Senate Democrats handed the old establishment and the seniority-rich Southerners a stinging setback with the election of Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts as party whip. Although the defeat of Senator Russell Long of Louisiana was partially explained by issues involving personality, still the ideology of the vote was there. It was a public notice on the part of Northern and Western Democratic senators that they intend to open up the Democratic Party and loosen the Southern hold on it. The thing to watch for in the course of the 91st Congress is whether the progressive revolt will continue. If it does, it could yet deny the speakership to Congressman Carl Albert or Wilbur Mills or others at the head of the line under old practices. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News.
One thing is safe to forecast, whatever develops in Congress and in the world in general, you'll find the best coverage on NBC, which includes the sounds of the Monitor Beacon.
What do you think happens to bright, eager young boys who have no place to go after school and absolutely nothing to do with their free time? That's right. They accidentally get into a surprising amount of juvenile trouble. The Boys Club of New York prevents this with time-worthy activities that range from swimming to steel bands and from field trips to study sessions. Would you please send even a small contribution to the Boys Club of New York, Box 77, New York, New York, 10009. That's the Boys Club of New York, Box 77, New York, New York, 10009.
This is Charlie Brown. All I said was, I think playing records, making you smile, giving weather and traffic information weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. is just fantastic. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where Charlie Brown's good sounds make going home a good time. The Charlie Brown Show, weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York. Gene Reagan once again. Among the going things for 69, you could list a credit card hotline, a new service that you call if you lose your credit cards. They, in turn, notify officers all across the country to keep someone else from cashing in on your credit. For Monitor Music now, you credit Sammy Davis.
whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me.
Janet sings with us, too. Hey, you know, you can get special Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons equipped with the most popular options like...
Oh, it's a pop option, sir.
Yes, very good. Like white walls, wheel covers, body side molding, and even vinyl interior at real savings.
Air conditioning, too.
Thank you, Janet. So stop in at your local...
You know, going forward is the going thing.
Yes, Janet. At your local Ford dealer's big pop option sale.
Telling Janet, thank you.
Sing, Janet.
Another monitor forecast now. Who'll be some of the new singing stars in the pop music field? Here's Stephen Kahn, editor of Flip, a teenage magazine.
Well, as we can look at it right now, particularly two, one brand new and one very, very old. The brand new one is a kid named Michael J. James, and he's getting the old star buildup of years and years ago. He's 18, been signed to a movie contract, a recording contract. His first record is out. And the guy who discovered Fabian and Frankie Avalon back in the old days has discovered him, and he's getting the right kind of push. So he's a guy to look for, Michael James. The guy from olden days is Elvis Presley. Presley is coming back. He's going to do less movies, more personal appearances. And Presley, I think, this year will be bigger than he's been in the last 15.
Very interesting. Elvis Presley. Elder statesman of the rock and roll generation rides again. Or will it be Rives? He used to be known as Elvis the Pelvis, remember? Now a couple of current stars whose futures also are bright. Stephen Eady.
We're dedicated to love. It's this whole world would be dedicated to love. My baby,
Basketball Association Commissioner Walter Kennedy spoke to Monitor Sports Editor Len Dillon on Monitor's open line.
Walter Kennedy, are you satisfied with the most recent expansion by the National Basketball Association?
Yes, Len. I think it's part of our orderly procedure of expansion, and both Milwaukee and Phoenix have drawn as well as they expected to. As a matter of fact, both have exceeded their expectations, and well, there's much to be desired on the part of both clubs as far as championship caliber. It was never intended that they would be a championship caliber unless a miracle occurred.
Waller, as commissioner of the NBA, do you plan any further expansion?
We embarked, Len, as you know, 4 years ago on an expansion program that ultimately will see us go to a minimum of 16 teams and a maximum of 20. I'm sure that in one form or other, we will continue our expansion program over a period of several years.
Pretty soon now, Lou Alcindor is going to graduate from school. And there is talk that the ABA is going all out to get this man because, well, some people feel they need Alcindor for survival. Will there be any special efforts made by the NBA to land Alcindor?
Well, let me answer you this way. Last year, at a comparable stage of the college season, the same kind of questioning was going on in reference to Elvin Hayes of Houston and West Unseld of Louisville. When both signed with NBA teams, Hayes with San Diego and Unseld with Baltimore, in neither case, in the case of Unseld and Hayes with both clubs, were there any auctioning, any bargaining, any playing off one against the other. In both instances, both players were made reasonable, good offers, and they signed for those reasonable, good offers. I think the same situation will prevail with Alcindor. I believe that he wants to play against the best because he is one of the best, and that he will be paid commensurate with his skills and his drawing power for National Basketball Association teams.
Well, Walter, we might sum this interview up by saying the National Basketball Association is a going thing in 1969, and you look forward to continued growth and success for your league in the coming years.
Yes, very much so, Len. And each year we've grown considerably. The last 5 years, we've doubled our attendance. So it's been a growing concern, and I think it'll continue to be so. And of course, we're looking forward very much to this new year. And while we're on that subject, let me wish you and the NBA staff and all of our listeners on Monitor, on behalf of all of the National Basketball Association teams and personnel, a wonderful new year filled with good health and good things.
Thank you, Walter Kennedy, and may I wish you a belated Happy New Year from the sports fans on Monitor. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
I've been in it since I was 12 years old. I started out working on the cars, and I still work on the cars. And I think the better race car drivers know their cars better than the ones that's not quite as good a race car driver.
Don Patrick talking by telephone with famed race driver Richard Petty in Randleman, North Carolina. Well, Richard, you're really going to be the going thing for 69 as a new member of the Ford Racing Team. And I know racing fans all over the country would like to know why you made the switch to Ford.
Well, we're hoping that we can get a little bit better job done with the new Fords. Looks like that they've got a better idea all the way around.
Did you have to do a lot of soul searching before you made the switch?
It wasn't an overnight decision. It took us a couple of months of a lot of hashing around with the different ideas, and then we finally come up with the idea that we would try them in three.
Well, you've really been providing some competition for Ford over the years on the racetracks.
Well, I'm still going to try to provide a little competition for the rest of the Ford boys.
How fast would you like to go?
Well, just fast enough to outrun everybody else.
Well, Richard, tell me this now. When you're not racing, do you drive a Ford?
I got a new Ford that just come in. It's got the air conditioning and the vinyl top. I got the wide oval wheels on it and the disc brakes, and we rock it real good. The cars we've been running haven't been quite this quiet, and we've got a stereo on it, and we really like it a whole lot.
Well, you know, Richard, I kind of like that Mustang with all the options during this pop option sale.
Well, I like the Mustang all right. I like the Galaxy 500 and the Fairlane, and the prices on these cars are pretty good.
Galaxy 500, Mustangs, the Fairlanes, and Falcons, too. With Ford's most popular options at special low package prices. So, Richard, going Ford is the going thing. And your Ford dealer's the place you got to go to see what's going on.
Well, you now understand why I made the switch to Ford. This is our business, and we have to compete against everybody.
Nationwide on NBC is heard in Aberdeen, Washington, on KXRO, serving the southwestern part of the state, at 1320 on the dial. Now, let's see, it seems to me our calendar of events for 69, which we were scanning a little while ago, listed something for that part of the state. Oh, here it is. Neighboring Tacoma, about 40 miles east, will celebrate its 100th anniversary over the July 4th weekend. A bit early, but congratulations anyway. Gene Rayburn, back shortly.
Priceless peace of mind. That's the greatest prescription for good health and longevity. When you have your savings at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York, you don't have to lie awake at night waiting for your morning newspaper to tell you what you're worth. Just look at your Dime Passbook. Your savings move only one way. They get bigger and bigger as Dime dividends are added and compounded four times each year. Based on the Dime's latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. Money doubles every 14 years, before taxes, and at the Dime. Make it a trust savings account and provide for your loved ones at the same time by naming on the account those you wish to provide for. If anything happens to you, the proceeds are payable to those you've named. Meantime, you have complete control over your savings. And now, an extra bonus. All deposits received on or before January 10th will earn dividends from January 1st. Do this. for postage-free forms to open your account at the dime. Ride Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, New York, 10020. That's Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, New York, 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC. Straight ahead with Charlie Brown's Traffic Report, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 12:30, 28 degrees in New York and sunny. President-elect Nixon announced in New York today that he plans to keep Ellsworth Bunker as U.S. ambassador to South Vietnam. Mr. Nixon said he doesn't believe now is the time for a change in envoys to Saigon. He also announced the appointment of three top deputies to Secretary of State designate William Rogers. They are Elliot Richardson as undersecretary, Alexis Johnson as undersecretary for political affairs, and Richard Pedersen as counselor of the State Department. The Civil Aeronautics Board today granted five new airline routes to Hawaii and also granted expansion of service to two existing carriers. The new airlines serving Hawaii will be American, Braniff, Continental, TWA, and Western. United and Northwest will begin expanded service. Harlem Congressman Adam Clayton Powell holds a news conference at his Abyssinian Baptist Church this afternoon at 3 o'clock. He's expected to comment on yesterday's action by the new House of Representatives, which agreed to seat him but voted fines of $25,000 and stripped him of seniority. Powell was ousted from the House in 1967, charged with misusing government funds. He was overwhelmingly reelected last November. Roman Catholic demonstrators battled with Protestants in Northern Ireland today. At least 12 persons were reported injured, some seriously. The clash occurred 6 miles outside Londonderry as Catholics prepared to march on the city. Catholics claim members of their faith are discriminated against in Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom under the crown of Protestant England. Oil and chemical workers went on strike today against petroleum refineries across the nation. 60,000 workers joined the walkout. Major oil companies say there will be no immediate shortage of their products. Some companies plan to keep refineries in operation with supervisory personnel. The Saigon government today repeated its accusations that North Vietnam is blocking progress in the Paris peace talks. The Saigon delegation communique said Hanoi is standing in the way of progress by insisting that the Viet Cong have independent and equal status at the talks. Allied forces are sweeping the U Minh Forest south of Saigon in hopes of freeing more American and South Vietnamese soldiers held captive by the Viet Cong. So far, one American and six Vietnamese have been rescued. The South Vietnamese battalion sweeping the northern fringe of the forest turned up another enemy arms cache, the third significant find in 3 days. The loot included enough heavy weapons for a main force battalion. High officials in the Czechoslovak Communist Party hinted today that there may be further Soviet intervention in the country if certain elements continue to press for liberal reforms. The Czech Communist Party said public ultimatums and demands are getting out of hand. Workers, students, and intellectuals have been demanding an end to press censorship and more information on the activities of party leaders. New York Hospital Cornell Medical Center reports the three men who received heart transplants New Year's Eve are doing well today. The doctor who headed the surgical team, Walton Lillehei, was prepared to do heart surgery on a German Shepherd dog next week. He volunteered after receiving a letter from the dog's young owners, but the German Shepherd died last night during preliminary tests, and the Fogel children of Brooklyn will get a new dog today donated by a Brooklyn kennel. The weather mostly sunny and cold this afternoon and Sunday, high both days around 30, clear and quite cold tonight with a low in the teens. A chance of rain or snow about 10% through tomorrow. Right now it's 28 degrees and sunny in New York. And again, the top story, President-elect Nixon announced in New York today that he plans to keep Ellsworth Bunker as U.S. ambassador to South Vietnam. He said he doesn't believe that now is the time for a change in envoys to Saigon. This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News, and now back to Monitor.
Greetings, Gene Rayburn here, and welcome to Monitor, which this weekend brings you the Going Thing 69, a forecast for the year ahead, presented by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. And on your way there, keep your radio tuned to those two singing philosophers, Sandler and Young.
Life is what you do. Life is what you do. While you're waiting to die. While you're waiting to die. Life is all the time.
Option sale. Ruby savings on specially equipped Galaxy 500. And man, they're loaded with popular options like vinyl interior, body side molding, white walls, wheel covers, and window steering wheel. And big, those Ford cats will give you cool savings on special Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons, too. See for yourself. Pop go the prices at your Ford dealer's top option sale. It's a gas.
Okay, gang, everybody up. Wake up. Time to sing. Here we go, right now. One, two, three.
Now, Monitor Forecast, Overseas Division. What does the future hold for France? A report from George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
Not since the height of the Algerian War have the French looked ahead to a new year with as much uncertainty as they do peering forward into 1969. They left behind them a year in which most of their confident assumptions were knocked into a cocked hat. Or perhaps President de Gaulle's familiar military cap would be the better choice of headgear in this context. The acute problems generated by the students and workers' crisis of last May are still very much to the forefront here. If anyone complacently felt otherwise, the monetary crisis last November was enough to show them their mistake. There's a widespread belief here that France has entered another of those periods of restless unpredictability she's known so often in her history. And many Frenchmen feel instinctively that the de Gaulle era is winding to its close, the sole question being how fast or slow the wind-up will be. But if they're skeptical, the French aren't sunk in gloom. A poll just concluded by the French Institute of Public Opinion shows that. According to the pollsters, the French are almost evenly divided on their outlook for 1969. 31% think it will be better than 1968, 30% worse, and another 30% about the same. However, 45% predict 1969 will see devaluation of the franc, and 88% are sure it will bring higher prices. Of course, predicting higher prices in France is like predicting the sun will rise tomorrow morning. It may not happen, but it always has, up to now. George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
So much for things to come in France. Here's a things to go item. On March 21st this year, the world-famous 800-year-old market area of Paris, Les Halles, will be closed. Aww. I wonder where a tourist is going to be able to find a bowl of onion soup at 4 in the morning.
Yesterday, I heard the rain. looks up to the sky, drinking in the rain. But your image still was there, floating in the air, brighter than a flame.
Appears in more than 300 newspapers, Criswell. Criswell predicts.
We are going to have many earthquakes. We are for the first time in the mid-Pacific and the mid-Atlantic to have the undersea volcanoes, which of course in turn cause the tidal waves and cause a lot of shore demonstrations and the changing of the shorelines. This will hit specifically on the west coast of Africa. And you will find also that Japan and China and the China Sea will be greatly disturbed.
And I predict Criswell will be heard throughout this weekend here on the Monitor Beacon.
Nearly 1 million New Yorkers have arthritis. Just a statistic until it happens to you. This is Jack Hayes. When arthritis strikes, the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation is ready with the latest knowledge and a wide range of services to help you deal with your disease. For immediate help, call 677-5790 or write the New York Chapter of the Arthritis Foundation, 221 Park Avenue South, New York, New York, 10003.
This is Big Wilson. All I said was Happy New Year, and boy did I get told where to go. This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, with a happy new sound for 1969. More music, more news, more weather and traffic reports. WNBC Radio 660, New York. Gene Reagan, once again, and would you like to do something in 1969 that'll help assure a happier future for both you and your country? Of course you would. So pick up on that patriotic package, United States Series E savings bonds and freedom shares. They pay more interest, 4.25% for the bonds, 5% for the shares held to maturity, and you can buy them anytime at your bank. On monitor now, the mature Dean Martin claims your interest.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me think to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind the couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on the line. In a backwoods father of my memory keeps you with a dream on my mind. Let's not cling to the rocks and ivy plants on the column out of diamonds. Or something that somebody said because they thought they fit to get a walking. and open feeling when I walked along some roads back in time. Moving on a back road by the river with my memory, and for hours it is never long. Back up the suit back from the dirt and back and tap them into the My beard is up in a tow car and a dirty hat put low across my face. Up hands on the tin can, I pretend I hold you to my best and fine. If you're waving from the back road by the river, let me mimic every smile and every tear along your mind.
Just so you'll know what to expect for the coming year, I'm going to offer up a couple of out-on-the-limb predictions. First off, I, Gene Rayburn, do hereby predict that the New York Jets will win the Super Bowl game. And I'll tell you why. On paper, maybe the other team is a little better, but there's one variable factor, emotionality. They may be up, the other team could be down. So I'm predicting the Jets. Another prediction, I predict we'll land a man on the moon in June because it rains. I also predict, and you can hold me to this, that the specially equipped, specially priced Falcons now being featured during the Ford dealer's pop option sale will sell up a storm. And why shouldn't they? You get big savings on either a two or four-door Falcon, and it comes with popular options galore, color-keyed wheels, wheel lip moldings, tape stripe, two-tone roof, bright window frames, wheel covers and carpets. But that's not all. Your Ford dealer is offering special savings on Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, and Mustangs, equipped the way most people want them. So see your Ford dealer right now during his pop option sale. I predict you'll save a bundle. Now, what'll be the going thing in the world of television when the next season rolls around? Well, Monitor asked top TV producer Sheldon Leonard, who's had such successful series as I Spy and The Dick Van Dyke Show, to his credit.
In television, for the upcoming year and for the foreseeable future, I think there will be a return to the short form, the half-hour show. There will be greater emphasis on comedy. I believe there will be a good use of natural locations because of the developing techniques that make use of mobile and flexible equipment. The pending technological revolution in television will have great effect on the content. We are discovering how to record sound directly under adverse conditions, for example, without the need for the protection of studio walls. We are discovering more portable cameras and faster films, which will enable us to take pictures under conditions that made it impossible as recently as last year. These improvements will mean that the camera will go where it has never gone before, into interiors, into remote areas, into inaccessible places, and we will still be able to make pictures of production quality.
Producer Sheldon Leonard, who should know whereof he speaks, and whose newest series, by the way, debuts tomorrow night on NBC, a comedy mystery series titled My Friend Tony. Monitor music now by Doc Severinsen and friends, Knowing When to Leave.
a Hollywood movie set, I recorded this interview for Ford.
This is Gene Rayburn with one of America's brightest new stars. It's not Julie, not Warren, but it is 250 pounds of He-Man named Alex Karras.
Well, I think that you're right when you say that I'm He-Man.
Well, Alex, for years you've been classified as one of the toughest defensive linemen in professional football. Now, your going thing for 1969 seems to be movie making.
I kind of think it's an interesting way of life, and I think I would like to. I enjoy expressing myself, especially the fact that I play with the Lions. You don't win very often.
You've been portrayed as the kind of a character who puts on the first year players in training camp.
He hazes our rookies a little bit to try and perk us up a little bit when we get in a little depressed and. They sing and they dance and...
You know your school song?
I think it goes, well, and I can't sing it too good because I can't get that high pitch in there.
How about a little ballet dancing?
I would like to go into a little ballet, but I feel that the 250 pounds that I carry around would be a little ridiculous in those tights that the ballet dancers wear.
Sure. When you hit the opposing quarterback, do you sing to him?
They sing, they say, don't hit me hard, or something like that.
Well, there's a big difference between playing ball and making movies.
Well, of course, you're acting when you're making a film, and you're not acting when you're on a football field. There are times I would like to act on the football field if the guy that I play against doesn't want to see it that way.
When it comes to the tough world of football and the glamorous world of Hollywood, Alex Karras knows what's going on. And the going thing in cars for 1969?
Yeah, that's four. I love that Mustang.
Come on, now. How does a big guy like you fit in a Mustang?
Well, I'll tell you, they changed the seats a little bit for bigger guys, I think, in the Ford Mustang. And it's real easy for me to get back in that Mustang now. It's a real nice, comfortable ride.
Say, have you heard about your Ford dealer's pop option sale?
Yeah. The Mustang with the light walls and wheel covers and that special steering wheel and all those goodies and that... The price is just as low price, too. I can tell you that it is a low price. I don't understand that. How can he sell Mustangs for the same price if they're going to put all those goodies on? That's what I can't understand. I think that it's a sleek-looking car, and anyone with sports mind, I would certainly like the style of the Mustang. Now, Mustangs are, I'll tell you something very frankly, Mustangs probably are the sharpest sports car to ever come out of an American manufacturer.
Oh, yes, you take it from Alex Karras. Going Ford is the going thing. And you know, there's never been a better time to buy than now during your Ford dealer's pop option sale. Not only can you get specially priced Mustang sports roofs and hardtops featuring a popular option package including white walls, wheel covers, racing mirrors, hood scoop and tape stripe, Galaxy 500, Fairlanes, and Falcons, too, each with special packages of popular options at a special low package price. In 1969, going Ford is the going thing, and your Ford dealer's the place you've got to go to see what's going on.
Thank you.
new one from Larry Page, Wichita lineman, among the easygoing musical sounds of 69. In a few moments, we'll find out what's going on in the weekend world as we hear NBC monitor news on the hour. And throughout the weekend, monitor will continue its quest for the Going Thing 69, a forecast for the year ahead, brought to you by your Ford dealer. Gene Rayburn here.